Hi, welcome to the latest podcast from filmphotoacademy.com. My name's Simon Walden. In today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about the costs of running your own studio. Let's say you've been shooting for a while, you've maybe done the odd paid assignments, you've maybe done some portfolios or something like that. You might have your own little studio set up in your own home, and you're thinking about moving into the big time as a permanent full-time photographer with your own studio. Well, what's that actually going to cost you? Well, I'm going to give you the real figures. This is my running costs, straight from the horse's mouth. Your big expense is your studio rental, and your studio rates, business rates. I run here about a 2,000 square feet of studio, and I've got an additional, something like another 1,000 square feet of office space and storage space. You'd be amazed at how much storage space you need. The market value of that's about £30,000 a year for rent and for business rates. Your business rates are expensive. They are in the order of about £5,000 a year for that amount of space. You can get away with smaller. When I first started out, I started out with 1,000 square feet altogether. It was tight but usable, and that was combined studio space and office space. The thing is that smaller space, it was kind of difficult to use. I could only really shoot a couple of people at a time. It wasn't customer friendly, and certainly didn't give over the impression that the clients were getting their value for money. And it just fundamentally, it limited me. I could not do a whole range of shoots for a whole range of reasons. Heating, light and water for that space is about another £400 a year. You have to have some kind of insurance to cover both the building and the contents, but also personal liability and public liability. That's another £300 a year. Just other utility stuff like the phone and broadband cost me an amazing £600 a year. That's something I'm going to work on. I'm a real cheapskate, but I know last year I spent £200 on props and sets. I'm going to spend something like another £500 or £600 this year on props and sets. There's a number of things that I want to do. And just talking about the office space, that's due for a refurb. It needs to look better, more presentable. That's going to be another £1,000. Advertising. I market myself in a number of different ways. I advertise in Yellow Pages and on Google. I do marketing through postcard campaigns. And I also do a lot of wedding fairs, great way of picking up wedding business. That little lot combined comes out to another £5,000 a year. That's my single biggest expense outside of the studio itself. You know, it's no good being a great photographer if people don't know you're there. I'm not an equipment junkie. I'm not somebody who goes out and buys the latest camera, the latest lens, the latest software, any of that stuff. But even so, my average over the last 3 years has been £1,000 a year on equipment. That's just, you know, new lights or replacement kits or cameras amortized over 2 or 3 years. Next year's budget, I'm going to be spending about $4,000. It's for my Canon 5D Mark II and a new set of lenses to go with them, and plus the other bits of equipment that I'm going to need too. And kind of related to that, I'm averaging, over the last 3 years, I've averaged something like £1,000 a year on computers and software. Again, I'm not a computer junkie. This is my first computer upgrade in 3 years. So I've had 2 computers in 3 years. Software, I tend to keep more current with. But yeah, £1,000 a year. And then there's something that I hadn't kind of foreseen, was just all the stuff like samples, sample wedding albums, frames, prints to go up on the wall so people can see what they're looking at. Again, that's come out to around about £1,000 a year. So adding all that lot together, market value running my studio, about £40,000 a year, £40,000 a year. Put it another way, the first £3,500 of my income is not profit. That's just keeping me in business. That's a lot of shooting you have to do to cover that. Let me tell you, that's a lot of work to cover that. I don't want to dispirit you or make you downhearted about setting up your own studio. But, you know, you've got to recognize this is a business. It's a serious business moving into your own studio space. There's that old gag about The happiest day of my life was when I opened my studio. The second happiest day of my life was when I closed my studio. And you can kind of see why. You buy into a big commitment and you have to make that money month in, month out and keep all that stuff running. And don't forget, none of this includes my setup costs. This is my year-on-year running. It does include, the couple of £1,000 I spent on lights when I first set up, for example. So, if you are committed to the cause, you are sure you can do it, and you are, crucially, you are sure you can generate that income. I've had a great time running this place. I also have bad nights. It comes with the territory. You have to be strong and very determined to run your own studio. But if you have those qualities, there's nothing like it. So, thank you very much for listening. My name has been Simon Walden from filmphotoacademy.com. Don't forget to drop by to the website. There's always lots of additional materials, other podcasts, the DVDs, and so on. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye. I just got a new front door made out of sponge. It's brilliant. I tell you, you can't knock it.